Hey, what's going on? This is Rob from the World Collide Podcast, and I'm coming to you live from lovely Honolulu, Hawaii, here in the bedroom of my fabulous three-bedroom house here. And I am actually not recording where I usually am because I usually record from a desk in the corner of my room. And today, that desk is covered in presents. It's Christmas time, right? So if you're out there and you're lucky and, you know, you have presents coming at you and stuff, you know, sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. If, you know, I just hope that everybody out there has a very Merry Christmas and a great holiday and a new upcoming new year. So, you know, we could all use a little cheer in our life because the year 2020 has been nuts. All right. In good ways, in bad ways, you know, bad ways, obviously, because of this pandemic and everything else going on, but good because our, the best symphonic metal bands on the planet, Evanescence and Within Temptation, are coming out with new music, and they're out there rocking, they're interacting on social media, they're doing interviews, they're just killing it, all right? So, good and bad, right? So, before we get on this podcast, I just want to thank Jen Majura for providing music, especially for this podcast. So these transitions that you hear now are not just like, I assume they were just kind of like sound bites she had in her basement. She was just nice enough to, you know, provide me some recorded music that she had. But no, she actually recorded this music that you hear during this podcast for this podcast. And I am so especially deeply grateful for that. So thank you so much, Jen. I know you're listening. I'm just going to go ahead and play this transition music so you can hear how awesome it is. If you need to find me, I'm on Instagram at the F Community and Twitter at the F Community _ and at the WT Community, also known as Within Temptation Hawaii. So without any further ado, let's get on with this podcast. We'll start with Evanescence. So ever since their last single, Yeah Right, came out, it's been a little quiet on the Evanescence front, and that's okay. Usually it's kind of like, you know, feast or famine. When it rains and pours, it goes with that band, and I'm perfectly okay with that. So gives me a minute to regroup and catch up on interviews that I might have missed or any other things I missed. I totally missed that concert that they did. Sucks because, you know, I really wanted to see it. I haven't really heard anything else about it. Maybe after the day after that concert went down, you know, people were talking about it on Twitter, and then it just stopped. People stopped talking about it. So that's too bad. I wish I could have seen it. There's no clips or anything. So it is what it is, all right? I missed a concert. It's not like I haven't missed a ton of their live concerts before anyway, right? I've only seen them live twice. The first time I saw them was in Greenville, South Carolina in 2016, okay? And so I'd never seen them prior to that. And then the next time I saw them was in, Charlotte, North Carolina, during the Lindsey Stirling Evanescence mashup tour. So, you know, both excellent concerts, right? No, but I really like the Greenville one. It was at a place called the Peace Music Center. I really like that because the venue was kind of small. It was a little intimate. And, you know, I even though I was kind of up in the nosebleed seats a little bit, I still felt like I was pretty close to the band, right? And I can almost see Tim McCord's nose hairs from where I was at, right? Because I had, like, you know, the, even though I was way up there, I could look down and I could see the nose hairs and everything like that. So I liked it. But then when I went to the amphitheater in North Carolina, it was a little further away. And so I didn't feel as up and close and personal. But the production was a lot bigger, right? I think, I don't know what it was, but like there was bigger screens. The speakers, I mean, the production, there was dancers, right? Especially when Lindsey Stirling came out, there was There was a lot of dancing, a lot of choreography, a lot of pyrotechnics. So it was a much more grandioso show, right? So both concerts had their pros, so I'm glad I went to both of them. Now, am I going to Worlds Collide? I'm going to try very hard to get over there. So you realize that is a halfway around the world plane ride for me to get all the way into Europe. Thank goodness, though, my passport is up to date, so it shouldn't be an issue getting into whatever country that they're playing at the time. I would absolutely 100% love to meet both Evanescence and Within Temptation. And this is how it would go, okay? So let's look at this meet and greet, okay? So let's start with Evanescence, all right? I come in to the room, right? And actually, I think they have you stand in line. So I watch everybody in front of me, you know. Oh my gosh, Amy, I'm so happy to meet you, you know. And so they give them the hugs, and they'll be hugging, by the way. The pandemic will be over, so there'll be some hugging, and maybe they'll make Tim Accord lie down on the floor again while everybody stands on him. That was such a crazy meet and greet photo. I don't know if you guys saw some circulating around Twitter back when he came out. If somebody's listening to this and they haven't, they want to post it, that'd be awesome, because it was such a funny picture. It just goes to show just how accommodating, you know, Evanescence are to the fans. Especially when it comes to these meet and greets. Like, they have them wear some funky clothes sometimes and just pose weird. When it's my turn, all right? Now, let's just make sure I'm not kicked out by security. I always joke about that on Twitter, you know? How I get my ass beat by the bodyguards when I come in for a meet and greet and Amy's laughing. Everyone's laughing, you know? Ha ha, look at Rob about to get thrown out on the street. All right, because I walked in for a meet and greet. You know, and that's fine and all. But I walk in and, you know, I'm going to do is I'm going to shake everyone's hand, firm man handshakes and man hugs, okay? Except Jen, she's a lady, so I'll give her a lady handshake. And then I'll, you know, I'll bro hug Tim and Will and Troy. And then I'll give Jen a little, you know, whatever it is that you do, you know, I think it's just maybe a little hug or something, or like I said, a handshake. I'll thank her for all the great music she's given me for this podcast. And then with Amy, I'll just, you know, I'll say, hey, what's up, Amy? And then walk away. No picture. I don't need all that, right? Ha ha, you're kidding me? I'm going to get me a picture. I'm going to tell Amy all this great stuff about how she has helped me throughout all the years, you know, and listening to her music and stuff. And then I would have sat up there for 10, 15 minutes. By then, security would have walked in and kicked my ass because I was taking too long and the people behind me were getting really upset. So, yeah. Okay. So, kind of an emotional moment. I'd probably go, oh, Amy, your music saved my life. You know, right? And she'd be like, bro, you okay? I'll be like, no, I'm not okay. Ah! Ah! Now, when it's time to go meet with them, Temptation is probably going to be a little bit different, okay? Because I'm a little more new to the band, so I don't have this huge emotional connection to them. I mean, they have some excellent music, and I absolutely love, you know, watching them and getting to know them. But, you know, I'm just starting to get to know them. So when I come up to meet them, it's really going to be just a bunch of, what's up with Invitation? And hopefully they're going to go, what's up, you know? And then we're all going to bro hug and you know, firm handshakes, you know, and eye contact, right? Lots of great eye contact. Maybe some smiles and jokes or whatever. Get the picture, you know, and then I'm going to make them actually do the shaka, not the devil horns. Because the devil horns, you see them doing every picture, right? Now, because I'm flying in from Hawaii, we're going to do the shakas, all right? And then I'm out, and then I'm going to go watch the concert. And while I'm out there in the concert, I'm going to find the cheapest, nastiest beer that the venue is selling. And I'm going to sit there and I'm going to drink it out of those nasty little plastic cups. And I'm going to be surrounded by a bunch of like pot smoking or just normal smoking people. Maybe they showered. Maybe they didn't. Who knows? And they're making noise and they're bumping into me, you know, and they're just causing such a ruckus. And I will be happy because dang it, the pandemic's over and we can return back to that life where I may or may have not just stepped on somebody's hand or their face. Who knows, because the crowd is too thick and I can't even see what I'm walking on anymore. Is my shoe stuck? What's my shoe stuck to? I don't even know, but dang it, it's going to be awesome. So, anyway, things have been quiet since Yeah Right came out, right? So, it's good to talk about other things, right? So, anyway, what's up next for Evanescence? Well, waiting on an album now, right? So, we're about ready to enter 2021. And soon it will be March 2021, and then we will have The Bitter Truth. And then we will be all happy, because then we'll have all 12 songs, five of which we know. If you've been an Ev fan for a while, you might know Take Cover, because they used to play that live. I think they played Take Cover at the concert I went to in Greenville, South Carolina, 2016. I'm pretty sure they played Take Cover. So that and the four singles they released. So we should be familiar with five of the songs. So that's almost half the album, okay? And it's so cool because they're releasing this limited edition box set. It's got a cassette. It's got some other stuff in a box, okay? So the thing I only remember from seeing the ad was the cassette. If you ask me right now, hey, Rob, what else is in the box? I'd be like, shit, I don't know. A box. And the CDs, obviously. Oh, I think a book. Yeah, a book with a bunch of cool stuff in there, right? Probably pictures of Amy and then pictures of them at a recording studio. And probably pictures of Jen and Amy looking at each other in the recording studio. And then a picture of Will at the drum set in the recording studio. A picture of Tim standing next to his bass, not rehearsing, because he doesn't rehearse. He just picks up his bass and he plays. Picture of Troy playing his guitar in the studio. Yes. Okay, wait a second. No, I don't. Shoot. I feel bad now because Amy and Jen can't look at each other because of this pandemic. Unless they have like a Photoshop thing. If somebody Photoshopped the two together, that'd be kind of cool. So, yeah, we need this pandemic to be over already. Damn it. The vaccine's out already. Let's just get this thing going on. Anyway, that concludes the Evanescence portion. Right after this break, we're going to dive deep into a little bit of Within Temptation. So we will be right back. You know what time it is? It's Within Temptation time! All right, hold on to your fedoras, kids, because we're about to talk about the latest, greatest from the best symphonic metal band with a female-fronted lead singer who has brunette hair from the Netherlands, your friends and ours, Within Temptation. So let's talk about what they've been up to. Not a lot, okay? So kind of like Evanescence, they released The Purge in such a badass music video, right? We have Sharon coming out all kind of like old school looking. She got the hair extensions. I'm thinking they're hair extensions, right? She got them old dresses that she used to wear. The moves, right? She's got them like those Indian style type dance moves she used to do on the those belly dancer type moves she used to do on the stage. She didn't do them much during the Resist tour or Hydra or whatever. But she was doing them for that video, and yay, right? So excellent kind of throwback to the old school way of Within Temptation. In that video, great plot line, trying to seek redemption, trying to purge themselves. And in the end, her eyes turn into these really creepy silver dollars. And oh boy, right? A lot of people like that. So anyway, we do hear from them every day, though. I gotta say, that band, I don't know if they got some guy in a basement that they hired. His name is Lou, and he likes to eat Taco Bell every day, so he may be a little overweight. He may be not. Who knows? But maybe he lives with his mom. Maybe they outsourced it to a friend. Or maybe, just maybe, Sharon or Robert get up and they go on their phone and they like all the tweets and all the posts and they interact with fans and they put on their own stories. Maybe they do that. Maybe they honestly do. And if they do, you got to respect and love that hustle. I love it. You know, that was one of the things that really attracted me to the band after I listened to a few of their songs. It just blew my mind how active they are with their fans on social media. So
That's what they've been up to since The Purge, okay? They released The Purge, they did the video, and then been active on social media. So what do you do when you've watched The Purge? Well, for a guy like me, I'm still discovering the band. Now, a lot of you out there who have probably been listening to the band since 1998 when Enter came out, right? And when they were playing like random ass festivals in Europe, and you know, Sharon was wearing these really oversized dresses and Robert had his pirate shirt on and they were just blasting away on the stage, you know, Enter songs, okay? Some of you may have been listening like the whole 20 plus years back when Ivar was the drummer. Yeah, Ivar de Graaf. Man, that guy, I'll tell you what, cool as ice, okay? I don't know if you remember, they did an acoustic show earlier this year for the WHO. They were trying to support them in a concert series called Together at Home or something like that. And they did an acoustic set. And that was really my first exposure to Within Temptation. Was that acoustic set, and that's really what kind of solidified him for me. And Ivar, right? Ivar de Graaf, cool as ice. Although he must have like the patience of, I don't know, a brain surgeon, because you know he's sitting there just waiting to play. And if you watch that thing, if you go back and watch it, which I do sometimes, because I'm learning a lot of Within Temptation songs on the acoustic guitar, but. If you go back and watch it, like his patience for Sharon messing around with the Instagram stories and trying to figure her life out as the show is going, I mean the man is just professional. All right, so Ivar, okay, where was I going with this? Shit, I forgot. Anyway, so what do? You're a fan, 20 years. Okay, me, brand new, right? Since March of 2020. This is when I first started listening to him. So for me, if The Purge comes out, I've listened to it, I like it. But what do you do when you're waiting for that new album or that new single? You go back and you listen to their old stuff. Now, for a little bit, I was listening to, I was starting to kind of dig into Mother Earth a little bit. I really haven't heard that one, but I really haven't dug too much further. I'm really kind of stuck now on The Heart of Everything. The first like four or five songs I just have to listen to. But you know, the other day I was listening to Resist and I was listening to Endless War, and I like to learn some of these songs in my acoustic guitar. I fancy myself kind of a guitar player. And when I say fancy, it says when I play, I stick my pinky finger out and I drink some gas station $6 bullshit Chardonnay while I play my guitar. So it probably doesn't help my singing very much. As a matter of fact, if I'm singing it and I'm drinking this bullshit Chardonnay, this really nasty, like, whoever stomped the grapes for this wine must have really nasty, dirty feet, because you could just taste it when it, but it does, it gets the job done, you get all buzzy. And to me, it makes me sound better. Now, for the rest of the world, I probably still don't sound, like, great. As a matter of fact, they probably tell me not to quit my day job. But anyway, I was listening to Endless War and I was learning the lyrics and I was learning the guitar parts or whatever. And I was just looking at the lyrics. I was like, man, this is some deep stuff. Like, this is about never being able to move on from your broken ass childhood home. And that's deep, because that hit me. That hit me different. Like, that's relatable. You know, many of you out there may have been like me. We didn't grow up in the best of conditions, right? You know, maybe our parents weren't all, you know, 100%. Maybe they had issues, and maybe they took, maybe, you know, some of us grew up in destructive homes, okay? So that song is just like, I said the lyrics, is like, boy, this is scary, relatable. But here's the thing that got me. It's like, you know, what I've come to notice about this band is like they'll have this, like, you know, theme, or they'll have like this lyric style with the music and everything. Like Raise Your Banner, that's a huge example. Okay, if you look at the title, you look at the video, and you listen to the song, it's this big anthem, right? And it's just like, yeah, you know, you think it's about, you know, standing up against the system and, yeah, you know, standing up against government or just, you know, standing up for what is right. But it's probably not, okay? Whereas it's probably about trying to survive in a really toxic relationship. And Endless War is like that because it's very science fiction-y, very kind of like orchestrated and very ethereal. Like you got your choir and your opera type singing and it's just mind-blowing, right? Sonically, it sounds like a freaking masterpiece that should be played in an opera house. And it's about not being able to move on from your childhood home. And to me, that's really like, what's the best way to do it? What's the best way to say this? It's just kind of like, it draws you in. It's like, yes, you know, oh my gosh, this is so like, you know, transports you to another world. But then it's like, oh, by the way, it's about how much your childhood sucked. And you're just like, oh, this is great. Oh, yes, my childhood sucked. Okay. So it's very interesting how they do that. I've noticed they do that a lot, okay? So, and in addition to that, there's a bunch of other songs in their history too, because it just kind of deals with like really personal issues. One of my favorites is From the Heart of Everything, Frozen, right? And I didn't really understand what Frozen was about until I watched the music video. And I was like, oh, okay, it's about being abused as a child or being abused in the home, and you are literally frozen because you don't know what to do. And the thing is, there is no resolution. There's no resolution to either song, okay? It's not like there's a happy ending. There's no happy ending. You're just still frozen. That's it. In an endless war, you're fighting an endless war. That's it, you know? So it's kind of unsettling in a way. Right? So what do you do with that? You just listen again. Hopefully there's, and hopefully the next time you listen to it, you're like, okay, it's going to end happy this time. And which, you know, isn't true because it's a standalone recording, but you know, whatever. Anyway, so that's what I've been digging into lately since, you know, the last, single was released. So it's doing really well. It's got a couple million views on YouTube. Super duper duper proud of them. You know, looking forward to that next album, which I know they're probably recording, right? They're probably held up in their Netherlands basements now because I understood that the Netherlands got shut down again because of this stupid pandemic. And so I reach out to you guys and I pray to you guys, if you are listening to this, that all is well. And by the way, Jan Majura, too, I know you're out in Germany. Praying that you are, you know, faring well in this as well. And so, but I know that they're putting down some music and they're getting ready for that next album to drop, just like Evanescence. So it's going to be an awesome year for great new music here in 2021. Looking forward to a lot of great new things. But other than that, that's really all I got. If you are interested in hearing past episodes about this podcast, just go look. This is episode 25, I think. So there's 24 more episodes to look back on. Just follow the link that's in the bios of my Instagram at the F Community, my Twitter at the F Community _ and at the WT Community. You can find me personally at Fintan Robert, FintonRobert on Twitter, or at Robert Fintan on Instagram. You guys are a hoot. Love y'all. Thank you so much. By the way, Evanescence's tweet is trending on Twitter as we speak. I think it might have something to do with a meme that I posted, and I'm really proud of that because I made it, and I really hope that's it because they could use all the love they can get, right? All right. So good talking to y'all. Be good, y'all. Bye.